WMFO in Medford.
Great, my closet is the door to hell.
The necropolis. A porthole to the necropolis. It had to be on the south side of the apartment.
The sky. You're only young, but you're gonna die. Oh, take no prisoner, no hold, spend no lives. Nobody's putting up a fight. Oh, gumball, I'm gonna take you to hell. I'm gonna get you safe and get you for hell bells. Yeah, hell bells. You got me raining, hell bells. Temperatures high, hell bells. I'll give you back sensations up and down your spine. You're an evil, you're a friend of mine. See the white light flashing as I split the night. Cause if it's on the left, you know I'm sticking to the right. Won't take no prisoners, no holds, spare no lives. Nobody's putting up a fight. Oh, I got my bell, I'm gonna take you to hell. I'm gonna get you safe and get you for hell bells. Oh, hell bells. You got me ringing hell bells. My temperature's high, hell bells.
Get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
Just love and love and I don't ever leave. This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. As it is this evening. Tonight, the theme is called Heaven and Hell, a tribute to the Bleeding Heart Show that ran from 2007 to 2010 here on WMFO, and a theme they did in 2008 called Heaven and Hell as well. We began that set with my Plastic Sushi Preachers Give Me Money remix of a song by The 10th Planet. And thanks going out to Chuck Yu, who broadcast those two preachers many years ago on our sister station, WMBR 88.1. Leftmost on Boston's radio dial. That's from a Chuck Yu Good Friday Easter Time show. And I snagged them off the internet and remixed them into that song. Scammers. And then we heard from the incredible slide guitar player Sonny Landreth, Hell at Home. And then another genre jump and a song about heaven from Billie Holiday, For Heaven's Sake. Another genre jump to hip hop and Run DMC and Raising Hell. And then another genre jump to a song about heaven from Adrian Belew, Heaven's Bed. And then another genre jump over to bluegrass, coming off of some hard-hitting blues-based rock and roll. Yes, Hazy Dixie's fabulous bluegrass cover version of AC/DC's Hell's Bells. Love that little bicycle bell at the beginning. And then we finish things off with Kiss and Paul Stanley on lead vocals, Heaven's on Fire. Backing me up right now is Moby. An instrumental track, God Moving Over the Face of the Waters. So a shout out to my fellow WMFO DJ and practical joker, kidder, yes, Lance Arthur Davis, host of the Grand Hour at 5 a.m. on Wednesday mornings. He was calling in, impersonating that other Medford, Lance Davis. Yes, Lance Davis, the Ward 6 city councilor in Somerville, who cruised to another election victory over Jack Connolly, yes. So, our theme, Heaven and Hell, we've been mixing up excerpts from a BBC documentary on faith and religion. And in this next set, we're going to be hearing more from my intellectual idol who narrates that, the Oxford scientist Richard Dawkins, and he's going to be discussing the pilgrims who go to the Sanctuary of Our Lady of Lourdes in France. And as he notes, the spring water from the grotto there is believed by some to possess healing properties. An estimated 200 million people have visited that shrine since 1860, And the Roman Catholic Church has officially recognized 66 healings that they consider miraculous. And the Roman Catholic Church tries to figure out whether things are miracles. They've got some criteria for authenticity, and they assert that it's the healing power of the water. But, you know, the levels of their miraculous healing are kind of limited. As Dawkins points out, there's such a small success rate. I mean, 200 million visitors. Not everyone's looking for a miracle, but there's only 66 miracles. And the miracles are things that other explanations. Like, nobody's ever restored an amputated limb. So, yes, all that and more in the next set. In fact, in the next set, we're going to be hearing a cowboy. It's not a song. It's a cowboy poem, let's say, by Gene Bernath, talking about hell in Texas. And then Frank Zappa is going to sing about hog heaven. And then the Armenian duduk player, a wind instrument, Jivan Gasparian. We're going to be hearing from him. And then David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, a song called This Heaven. And then a really cool cover of Pink Floyd's Run Like Hell by this electronic band, Jiverjay. And then one of my mashups of a public service announcement. Pretty scary stuff. But first, we're going to hear from another one of my big sonic idols, that crazy Mexican composer, producer, genius, arranger, Esquivel, who was at the forefront of stereo production techniques in the 1950s. He used to have two separate orchestras, and he'd record them in separate rooms to be able to have the stereo separation right, and just a pioneer of all of that. So here's his song, My Blue Heaven, for you here right now on WMFO in Medford. Tux Freeform Radio. Love this stereo.
Imagine boys and girls sleeping on the beach side by side, unchaperoned. Now, what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
The only way to get the ratings up is if the show is a little steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I gonna make it any steamier?
Oh, and wouldn't you know it, I have a whole bag of chicks over there to play with that we haven't even explored yet.
The devil in Hades, we're told, was chained, and for 1,000 years remained. He did not grumble, nor did he groan, but determined to make a hell of his own where he could torture the souls of men without being chained in that prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had on hand anything left when he made the land. The Lord said, "Yes, I had lots on hand, but I left it down on the Rio Grande." So the devil went down and he looked at the stuff and said, "If it comes as a gift, he'd be stuck. For after examining it carefully and well, he found it was too dry for hell." So, in order to get it off in his hands, the Lord promised the devil to water the land. For he had some water, or rather some dregs that smelled just like a case of bad eggs. So the deal was made, and the deed was given, and the Lord went back to his home in heaven. "Now," says the devil, "I have all that's needed to make a good hell." And hence he succeeded. He puts thorns on the cactus and horns on the toads and scattered tarantulas along the road. He gave spiral springs to the bronco steed and poisoned the feet of the centipede. And all will be mavericks unless they bore thorns and scratches and bites by the score. The sandbirds prevail, and so do the ants. And those who sit down needs half-soles on their pants. The heat in the summer is 110. Too hot for the devil. Too hot for men. Oh, the wild boar roams the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place he's got for hell. The red pepper grows on the banks of the brooks. The Mexicans use them in all that they cook. Just dine with a Mexican and then you'll shout, "I've got hell on the inside as well as the out."
It amazes me how much dust collects up here in just one year.
Yeah, I guess I always seem to miss the attic when I clean. Now, where did we put those ornaments? Oh. Hey, honey, look what I found.
What is it?
It's the box where I put our picture albums. You were so thin when we were first married.
Yeah, well, I guess I have gained a little, haven't I?
Well, yeah. But that just means there's more of you for me to love. Oh. Those were sure days.
You know, I have to admit it. There were a few times when I thought I might lose you.
I'll never forget what you whispered to me while I was at the hospital. You said, "No matter what happens, I meant what I said on a wedding day. I'll be by your side until God takes us home."
You know, aside from salvation, you're the greatest gift God's ever given me.
One man for one woman for life.
Confusion.
Christ.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Cross. Consummation. The Bible is much more than simply a book containing interesting stories. It's a history book that reveals the major events of history that are foundational to the Bible's important messages. This has been a message from Answers in Genesis at AnswersRadio.com.
God, that was really beautiful.
Maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something.
You've got it stuck in your brain that I murdered somebody.
What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't need to kill anyone. I think it. I have it here.
Portnerenk men kerku Ergo champo.
Daylight reveals more of this shrine, where a myth is perpetuated that a virgin who gave birth, Christ's mother Mary, appeared here once to an impressionable, and I do mean impressionable, young girl. The faithful make the pilgrimage here because they believe that terrible afflictions can be cured by dragging their poor bodies up to a pool of water where the Virgin Mary made her miraculous appearance. In reality, they're probably more likely to catch something from the thousands of other pilgrims who've wallowed in the same water.
Is it something that Catholics feel they ought to do in their life, rather like Muslims going on the Hajj to Mecca?
Well, yes, but you don't have to be Catholic to do it. No. I mean, any religion can come, because I know
yes.
quite a few people who are not Catholics at all, and they have been.
Yes. What are you hoping to get out of it?
Well, I've got a lot out of it. I've got faith, I've got trust,
yes.
and a belief that there is a person up there right. stronger than any medical person.
Right. What about the cure, then?
It may seem tough to question these poor, desperate people's faith. But isn't bracing truth better than false hope? What is the evidence for any miracles?
There are actually 66 declared miracles. There are about 2,000 unexplained cures here. But then we will say there are millions of people who have been healed in different ways.
Healed in some sort of mental way.
Healed in spiritual way of people who have come to terms with their own particular situation. People who have rediscovered God in their lives again. People who have received a new grace here in the Lord.
So you tend to get about 80,000 per year.
About 80,000 Sikh pilgrims who come yes. here every year.
That's been going on for more than a century now, yes. about a century and a half.
Yes.
So 80,000 per year, yes, not those 66 have been cured. I'm just, you see what the way I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So the hard fact is that over the years with their millions of pilgrims, there have been 66 supposed miracles. Statistically, it adds up to no evidence at all. I can't help remarking that nobody has ever had a miraculous regrowing of a severed leg. The cures are always things that might have gone better anyway. People lean on their faith as a crutch, but I fear the comfort it provides is a shallow pretense. And I want to look at how the suspension of disbelief inherent in faith can lead to far more dangerous ideas beyond.
millions of pilgrims, there have been 66 supposed miracles. Statistically, it adds up to no evidence at all.
I can't help remarking that nobody has ever had a miraculous regrowing of a severed leg. The cures are always things that might have got better anyway.
People lean on their faith as a crutch, but I fear the comfort it provides is a shallow pretense. And I want to look at how the suspension of disbelief inherent in faith can lead to far more dangerous ideas beyond.
I picked a hell of a day to quit drinking.
Cancel the world you civilized people made. We will simply erase history from the time that machinery and weapons threatened more than they offered. And when you die, the last living reminder of hell will be gone.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Damn you all to hell! I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your Boston area FM receiver, and WMFO.org all over the world. Our theme this evening is a tribute to one of my favorite ever student radio programs, the Bleeding Heart Show, with Alexandra Kittle and Julie, which ran from 2007 to 2010. And this is my version of a 2008 theme they did called Heaven and Hell. We've been alternating back and forth between songs about heaven and songs about hell. We kicked off that last set with that crazy Mexican genius arranger, composer, producer Esquivel and My Blue Heaven. And then it was a spoken word piece by cowboy Gene Bernath, Hell in Texas. And then it was Frank Zappa with Hog Heaven, followed by Jivan Gasparian and Michael Brook with a song about dark souls. David Gilmour followed with This Heaven, and then Jeever J with an incredibly cool electronic cover version of Pink Floyd's Run Like Hell. And then we finished things off with my Plastic Sushi smashed up remix of a Mormon heart-to-heart public service message and Mennonite Media cutting and burning. So glad people got help about that. Backing me up right now is Tangerine Dream. This ambiance is going out to my fellow Tangerine Dream fan, Savoir Faire. This is called Big Sleep in Search of Hades. So we got one last set for you. We'll be hearing from the Talking Heads, another Tangerine Dream song about a devil. And also Wendy Carlos, maybe, depending upon how we're doing with the time. But first off, we're going to be hearing from a local band. And not only just a local band, but one with Chuck U in it. Yes, I'm talking about Urban Ambiance. And this song is called The Evil Twins. Urban Ambiance versus Urban Aliens.
Have they gone?
I'm not sure. I can't see them out there.
What are they? Where did they come from?
I don't know. They're sure not from this planet. Man, the way they look.
What? What's the noise?
Hey, don't panic. It's okay. It was probably just a...
Oh, my God.
Hey, can you hang on 1 second, please? Hey, Drew, can you please turn down the TV? I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Mom.
Are extraterrestrials mentioned in the Bible? Has Earth ever been visited by aliens? To find the answers to these questions, go to AnswersRadio.com. You've just heard a message from Answers in Genesis. Thank you.
here is a, like, a very apt song, I think. This is by the Talking Heads, who I feel like I've played on, like, every playlist for the last, like, but the entire semester. I feel like it's either I'm playing a David Byrne song or a Talking Heads song, which is fine. They fit into all these categories, and they're both great.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Only broadcasting here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This last set we began with some Ken Ham nonsense. A little skit from him. Don't believe anything. He's a crackpot. And then it was local band Urban Ambiance with Chuck U. The Evil Twins, Urban Ambiance versus Urban Aliens from their album The Endorphins Justify the Meanderings. Then it was Alexandra Kittle talking about the Talking Heads and their song Heaven. Right now we're listening to Tangerine Dream, a song called Corozon, which is about a kind of devil creature. Smoke Breaks should be here, but they're not yet. So we'll just let this play out. We might hear some Wendy Carlos, a song Heaven Sent. But then it'll either be Smoke Breaks or Rick Deckard. Thanks so much for listening, Philip and Chuck and Diane and Arthur, you trickster, and John, you resident of Beverly and WZBC fan. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you here on WMFO.
Guy's dead. You better believe it.
Well, I believe it, all right. But if he jumps up again like he did before, I'm gonna get the hell out of here.